The afternoon show representing Northwest Arkansas. 3D Radio, New Rock 104.9, The X.
No one wants to cook on a Monday. Stop into Reggie's New York Pizzeria. It's located there in Bentonville, the Airport Drive Boulevard, or something they call it, something like that. It's over there, just past the Rainbow Curve, across the street from the Walmart Neighborhood Market. We have been there, and it is delicious. I see a lot of people get the delivery or get Bite Squad, but I want to remind you, they do live music indoors there on Saturdays over the weekend. They have a great patio. They have an amazing bar. And oh, yeah, their pizza is out of this world. Stop in to Reggie's New York Pizzeria. Not just pizza on the menu, too. There's all sorts of things. I couldn't believe how good the meatballs were then. So try those out. Get a chance. Well, we got a good story from Florida. We're getting ready to head down there. Well, Florida-Bama line.
Close. Florida-Bama.
Can we just call it Alabama? Do we have to call it Florida? Are we on that side?
No, we're in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Okay, we're in Alabama.
Yeah.
Good. Well, Florida man was apparently interested in karate. A lot of us are. You interested in karate?
Not at all. Not since Karate Kid in the 80s.
You not hear about the new Karate Kid? The new move, the new
I heard
show.
It was really good.
I heard it was really good, too. Like, they changed it all around. You heard about this, right?
No.
So, instead of, you know...
They should do a prequel, Mr. Miyagi.
Well, the Cobra Kai is supposed to be, like, nice. They turn it around saying that this dude's, like, a jerk.
Uh-huh.
He cheated. You know, the crane kick is illegal. And so they go into that, and they really take the plot twist. I think you guys are going to like that. I'm gonna check it out as well. I was talking to some friends. I want to see that. But anyways, this guy's not really into Karate Kid, just into the karate. And apparently
as long as you're not into Karate Kids.
He found an elusive illegal target for his kicks, birds' faces. That's right. Last week in Orlando, the Orlando Sentinel reported that Rocco Joseph Mantella was arrested for practicing karate by kicking swans in the head.
If you name your kid Rocco, they're going to do some stupid stuff.
Rocco's kicking swans in the head. That's his M.O. That's who he is. He was kicking him in the head at the park in downtown Orlando. Further details of his arrest, which were first publicized by Bloody Elbow. That's a real, like a karate thing. But according to the...
Like a karate zine?
It's like a karate zine, yeah. Bloody Elbow. According to Orange County, Florida, the affidavit says Mantella was spotted by a few witnesses around 9:30 a.m. You got to get your karate in early. On Thursday morning, kicked a bunch of animals. Someone saw him kick a swan in the head and another one in the butt while practicing karate.
I'm kicking some swan butt this morning before noon.
Hiya! His kicks were enough to knock the swan down, and witnesses said he was kicking as hard as possible. Mantella also apparently targeted... He's like, that's not as hard as I can kick. Mantella also apparently targeted a small duck enjoying a morning nap.
The duck was asleep.
Yeah. Punted that thing. Punted the thing.
It's bad enough that he kicked the bird, but the bird was asleep.
He's punting it. <That's right. laughs> And he does a running, is coming. Woof. See ya. Mantella also apparently targeted... other
you see
animals.
That sleeping duck right there?
Watch this.
He's talking some mad shit.
Not my hood. Mantella was charged with one count of cruelty to cruelty
to animals.
I'm going to
keep this duck in his little duck nuts.
He carried a maximum sentence. He gets 6 months in jail in Florida for this.
That's it.
So is it
that's
worth it?
That's how you get.
Yeah. Is it not worth? Is it worth it now?
I'm gonna find some birds and kick the crap out of them.
I don't know what the rules are in Arkansas.
How many birds did this man assault?
He assaulted at least six.
Six birds.
So you get about a bird a month.
A bird a month.
a month of bird.
That's totally worth it. And guess what? You really only have to serve about 25% of your sentence. So he's probably he's in for like 60 days. You get to kick the crap out of six birds. I don't know. Free meals a day. That's a great gym workout plan.
He does look like he could use it. He's on drugs. I mean, I'm looking at him.
Jesus.
His head is broken out.
I don't know. That's kind of... Might be worth it. I don't know. Mantella, I am crying right now.
He does. He has experience fighting humans. He wrestled for Indiana University. He fought as an amateur for MMA as
well.
But
nothing's tougher than a sleeping duck, let me tell you.
Fun to look at me. Put him in a fun little
What are you looking at, bird?
Drop kick. Punt that thing like a football. That's terrible. I'm glad that that guy got in trouble.
Didn't you kill a bird one time on a golf course?
I did.
And drug its dead body off into the woods?
No, I didn't do that. I accidentally hit a bird, shot a...
The bird split in half.
It split in half as I hit a golf ball.
You saw a guy drag a...
did see a guy hit a goose in the neck and have to run out about 150 yards and grab it and pull it into a bush.
Got to take it out of play.
Funny thing is they saw it, like the people... They saw the whole thing. They're like, hey, we saw you.
Yeah, well, it's over there if you want it.
And they were laughing because it's a thing. It happens sometimes. They weren't, like, upset, but he thought it was the end of the world. This guy was kicking duck ass for a reason. He's trying to get his quack belt. Thank you.
The bird's just sleeping.
That's it.
See ya.
Hi-yah! Hoo-yah! I said, you get a
6 months.
Get a quack belt for that.
6 months. 6 months.
My dad joke. All right. Hey, coming up.
It's a hefty bill.
On 3B. We're wrapping up the show and coming up next. We'll talk about the rest of the week plans. Keep it here. It's on 3B. It's New Rock 104.9 The X.